and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you joined us again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 3. In verse number 23, our Lord Jesus Christ, John has been preaching. Jesus has gone to John to be baptized of him. And now we come onto a section, a portion of Scripture that many times it's skipped over. And the thing is, earlier in the time that I was saved, I saw little value in the lineages. But I tell you what, in the lineages, the who belongs to who, whose son is whose, is of great value. And so understand, the Lord has given us lineages for a reason. And so we're going to talk about that here in a moment. Here in Luke chapter 3, verse number 23, the Scripture tells us, "And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eli." And so, here Jesus is 30 years old at the beginning of his ministry. Understand, our Lord is in the prime of his life when he takes and offers himself as a sacrifice. This is indeed, as John declared, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus did not have a family of his own. Don't believe that wicked lie that Jesus and Mary Magdalene secretly had a relationship and a family and all that. It's wickedness, and it's a conjured up mess and supposition in that. Jesus was not married. Our Lord Jesus was a virgin, and he kept himself for the work of the ministry, of the performance of the gospel that he did. He dedicated himself not to an earthly family, per se, by a wife and the children that he would have, but rather our Lord Jesus Christ dedicated him to the gospel and the many sons, as the Scripture says, that he would bring to glory by the fulfilling of these things. You know what? Jesus Christ gave up as a man what you and I, and at least in days gone by, was typically desired by folks, is to have a family, for a man to have a wife and to have children and grandchildren and so on, and for to continue on with families and that. Jesus laid that aside that he might be a savior, and you know what? That he might have many more children than a man would ever have physically on this earth. And so, just another point there. Here in this, though, we see that it was supposed that the Lord Jesus was the son of Joseph, and then he says, which was the son of Eli. And if we look over in other Gospels, it tells us about the lineage of Joseph and that he had his father's name was different. Well, what we have here is this is actually Mary's lineage. This is the lineage of Mary, the woman that Jesus was born of, the woman that we read about earlier, that the Spirit of God moved upon her and conceived within her that holy thing, which would be called the Son of God. And so this is her lineage, and Joseph, by virtue of marrying Mary, became Eli's son. Okay, and so this is just all part of the preparation and the working of God to bring forth promises that he had given. Let's read. In verse 23, there in the middle, Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eli, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Mattathias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Elsi, which was the son of Nagi, which was the son of Maath, which was the son of Mattathias, which was the son of Simei, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah. Verse 27, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Resa, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Salathiel, which was the son of Neri, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Adai, which was the son of Kosam, which was the son of Elmodam, which was the son of Ur, which was the son of Josi, which was the son of Eliezer, which was the son of Jorim, which was the son of Mathat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonan, which was the son of Eliakim. Verse 31, which was the son of Melea, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Mattatha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David. Ah, we've come to David. King David, verse 32, which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz, which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Naasson, which was the son of Amminadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esrom, which was the son of Phares, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham. We come to Abraham, which was the son of Therah, which was the son of Nahor, which was the son of Seruch, which was the son of Regu, which was the son of Phalek, which was the son of Heber, which was the son of Selah, which was the son of Cainan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noe. Oh, we come to Noah, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Malaleel, which was the son of Cainan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. So, we're given this lineage. And as you can see, I hope that you can see, and if not, you can learn and understand, we have the lineage from Jesus Christ's mother all the way back to Adam. So-and-so begat so-and-so, or so-and-so was the son of so-and-so. So very boring reading. Well, understand that in and of itself, the reading of such directly might not give us a lot of information itself. But understand this. Our Lord wants us to know some things. And by Bible study, we can understand a lot of things. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll just point out three things to you just here, just very simply. We see the Lord Jesus Christ, as it was promised, was through the lineage of David. Also, that he's through the lineage of Abraham. Also, that he is Seth's son. I'm sorry, he is Shem's son, which is the son of Noah. And Noah had three sons there after the flood. And then that the Lord Jesus is a descendant of Seth, which is the son of Adam. And so the Lord's lineage is known. And so what can we know? Well, here's some things that the Bible tells us. Many lives are used to get the one with eternal life to this earth. Many lives are used to get the one who has eternal life to this earth. Our Lord chose and ordained that he would have a body. See, God can't die. And that's what was necessary for sinners like you and me to be saved. Is for one to die for us in our place. God can't die. So you know what God did? He became a man so he could die. And die not for anything that he did himself, but die for us, die for sinners that he would save. Another thing that we can see here is many lives through good or evil, and our Lord does not hide the truthfulness of that. In here we have accounts of bad men, mean men, a men that did not do well, men that disappointed their Lord and their Savior. David was a murderer and an adulterer. We see that the Lord doesn't hide anything. The things in the Scripture tell about the effects of sin. And the thing is our Lord, who was divine because he has the blood of God Almighty, he yet associates with mankind through this lineage that is full of sin and full of wickedness, full of faith in the Lord, and he doesn't hide that, but he identifies with us, yet himself being without any sin. And you know what? Also, through this lineage, by careful study of the Word of God and going to the Old Testament, where we can find the age of these men and be able to track lineages through these or those that are parallel to them, we know the age of our earth. What? I thought the age of our earth was impossible to know. No. God has made it very plain and very clear that this old earth is about 6,000 years old. And through this lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ and study of these men and their ages, we know the age of this earth. Now, Satan wants to destroy all that. He wants to cause doubt. But our Lord provided it. He provided it, if you will, from even the beginning, that we might know the things that we need to know, that we might know that we're created by him and accountable to him, that we might know that we're sinners, that yes, you are a sinner, and you need a Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ, his own Son, is the only Savior that there is. And you need to repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We see here that this lineage goes all the way back to our daddy Adam. Adam, who there, created by God, formed by God, where the Lord had spoken everything else into existence. When it came to man, God formed Adam from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And you know what? He became a living soul. A living soul, just like you and me. And you know what? Our daddy Adam provided everything just lovely and innocent and perfect and beautiful. Yet when tempted by Satan, sinned against God Almighty. He was brought that by Eve, by woman who had been beguiled, been tricked by Satan, and he desired to go with Eve rather than to go with the Lord. And you know what? That's the terribleness of sin. It's put us all in the place where we're in. We've inherited it from our daddy all down through this lineage, or our own individual lineages, which are different directions. And all of these in our Lord Jesus lineage, all the way from Adam to Mary, are all sinners. But we, you and me, have an Adam's blood. We're sinners because of what he did, and we're sinners because we love it and we want it. But our Lord Jesus has got a different daddy. And by virtue of that, he is the Savior. He is divine. He is perfect. He is, as John declared it, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So next time when you come onto a lineage in the Bible, go ahead and read it. It's good. There's a lot of nuggets in there to be mined out and things to learn and to understand. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.